The pregame show continues now as we bring in Randolph head coach Tyler Fisher as his squad gets ready for Marquez. And coach, as we talk on Monday morning, the real question is, are you going to be on the sidelines here today because you're ready to add to your family?
That's right. As of now, I would say 75% chance to the good I'll be on the sidelines tonight. So,
coach, so child number what for you?
First one.
Didn't Rob Neal, your athletic director, tell you need to time this out a little bit better and do it off season?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, he's a little late, so we had it on plan, but he's not cooperating. So
coach, if you are not on the sidelines tonight, who gets to take the reins of the Rockets?
That would be our JV coaches, Josh Fisher and Paul Roberts. So, yeah, they're ready if need be.
All right, Coach. Well, whether you're on the sidelines or not, we know the Rockets will be taking on Marquezan on Daily Dodge TV. Your squad's off to a 4-1 start this year. Just kind of talk about what you've seen from your team.
Yeah, so far, you mentioned it, had some pretty good competition so far in the first five games. Had a good test here last week over at Partyville. They exploited us in some areas. We knew those were kind of weak points, and we've been trying to iron those out, and we're obviously not where we need to be. So, just trying to get back on track and fix some of these things that needed immediate attention. And tonight will be another good test for us there.
Can you talk about this year's version of the Rockets? If people maybe haven't seen you play tonight, kind of talk about style of play, what you're doing this year, and maybe some of your kids that are returning because you got some good ones.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a good little mix. You got a couple guys that were on that state championship team here a couple years ago and started on that team, and then you got some kids that have never seen varsity action before. So a good mix of guys with varying levels of experience and some decent guard play, and then some bigs that have really stepped up and come along and had some big off seasons for us. So a good mixture. We're still trying to figure out our roles here, but hopefully we're playing Randolph style defense and rebounding like we should and executing on the offense.
Coach, when you do have some new faces, you're mixing in with veterans. Do you try to tinker a lot in these early season games? Do you mix things up? Do you mix combinations up? And usually how long does it take you to find out what your rotation is going to be as the year goes along?
Yeah, I think every year that varies, right, depending on the situations. And, whether you call it tinkering or whether we put ourselves in that position, I think it automatically happens. We've been in foul trouble, it feels like, every game this year. So we need to work on that ourselves, but at the same time, that allows some other players to step in and get some experience and, show us what they can do as well. And sometimes you find a little lineup that might work, or maybe it doesn't, So I think every year and every game, you're reading those situations, and every situation is different. So, definitely still trying to figure out what works well. And like I said, we got to stay out of foul trouble, and hopefully we can do that here tonight.
Coach, you've had a couple of guys score in the mid-20s here this year already in the game.
Yeah. Guys really, Carter Meredith and Nick Miedema, those are probably the two you're referencing. They've been able to have some big games for us. Carter just had, I think, 33 here the other night, which, historically for Randolph, I don't know if that's happened only a couple times in the last 15, 20 years. So, they're definitely talented, and like I said, it's the defensive end we gotta work on.
When you looked at stuff on the defensive end on film, was it little things, Coach, just maybe out of position types of things, or what are you seeing on that side?
Always. It's always a little things, Wade. So, positioning, absolutely. Consistency as well. So, we can do it for a possession, or we can do it in practice, and then translating that in the game after you get up and down a few times, can you do it through fatigue, and can you do it 10 possessions in a row. So that's what we're looking on ironing out, trying to get to that level of consistency.
Well, Coach Tyler Fisher, I appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against Marquezan.
Thanks, Wade. Appreciate it.
That's Randolph Coach Tyler Fisher as his squad gets ready for Marquezan Monday night on Daily Dodge TV.